What's up, everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of From the Lions Cove Podcast. I'm your host, Marcelo, and it's been a month and a half since I last talked to you all. Pretty much this last month and a half has been extremely crazy, so this episode is kind of going to talk about where I've been the past month and a half, as well as my future plans for this podcast. Hopefully, you all have been well, you've been doing great. This podcast journey has been crazy. We just finished up season two. I think it was season two. It was either season two or season three, but overall, it was absolutely incredible. I mean, we put out like 14 to 15 episodes a week. Also, you know, managing life between school, social life, you know, doing this podcast, everything in between, playing in basketball leagues, doing all of that. So overall, it was definitely a struggle at times, just trying to put out episodes and create the best content for you all. But we made it work, and this semester was hands down like the greatest semester of my life, just school wise, and as well as, you know, taking on new challenges like, you know, posting podcasts, and as well as traveling places. This semester has just shaped me into the all-around person, and I'm so grateful for it. It was a great way to end off my college career. I graduated college 2 weeks ago, and I think it was about 2 weeks ago, but it's definitely a surreal feeling, and it's a great accomplishment. I'm very thankful to my parents, most importantly, as well as my sister, my best friend. I love my sister Sophia. She's the best, and I'm very grateful for, you know, my cousins, aunts, uncles, friends, best friends, everyone that's been a part of my journey. The past 4 years has been incredible, and I've learned so much. Most importantly, I thank God just for guiding me through all of this. And it's definitely a surreal feeling walking across that stage and getting handed your diploma. Just showed all the hard work, all the time, effort, blood, sweat, and tears that I put in. Focusing on school, trying to get the best grades that I can, as well as the professors and mentors in my life that have, you know, pushed me to work harder and become the best version of myself. So I'm very grateful for that. It's crazy. It was definitely sad leaving all my friends, but I'm kind of ready for this new chapter, ready to start my work life and, you know, see where this podcast takes me. But not many people talk about the transition between the college life as well as, you know, like the transition between the college life and going to back home over the summer and then eventually starting work. I feel like no one really talks about that transition a lot. And when I graduated college, obviously I was super upset leaving all my friends. And, you know, people always talk about, you know, it's the people. And it truly is the people that, you know, you surround yourself with. Throughout my time here in college, I've surrounded myself with just fantastic people. People that have always pushed me, have always had my back, and people that love to see me win. I feel like I give the same energy off to my friends as well, and those people that are in my life. So it was definitely challenging leaving them, and then, you know, going back home and, you know, just relaxing. And now, you know, you're like, wow, you're looking back through all your camera roll memories with all your best friends, and, you know, just having the chance just to live next to your best friends, live with your best friends. You just miss those moments of just eating a late night dinner with your roommate, or shooting baskets with your best friend before a big exam. Like those small moments like that, I'm definitely going to miss the most. And it's definitely bittersweet, because I feel like I've definitely made the most of my time throughout my college career, you know, just living in the moment, living in the present moment, not thinking too much about the future. But now, like, you know, I'm in this gray area where it's like, okay, you know, college is over, but now I'm looking forward to my work life. And it's just a tough transition. It's kind of hard to process at times. Like you still think about, you know, those days, and you still think about those times, and obviously you have so much freedom in college. And now going into the work life, it's really like you're turning into an adult, and I feel like I'm really prepared for that, and I'm ready to take that next step. But still being young in my early 20s, it's definitely scary for sure, taking on all that responsibility. But one thing I learned for sure is that pressure is privilege. So there may be pressures in your life to become an adult or do this or do that or take on more responsibility, but it's definitely a blessing to receive all that for sure. But that transition was kind of crazy, and it's definitely underrated, it's kind of an interesting spot. But now I'm here living in the present moment, and just kind of getting ready to start my work life. So that's pretty much been it. So I took some time off from the podcast because, you know, just this semester, just grinding out episodes, posting every week, it takes a lot out of you. And I really feel like I put in a lot of time and effort, and I decided to reward myself with a nice little break. So now I'm back here filming this episode, and I have a lot of big plans for this podcast. Kind of once I graduated college, I thought more about the podcast, and people were asking me, are you still going to do this? Are you still going to post episodes? Are you still going to continue with this? And when I start something, I always want to finish it. And this podcast isn't finished yet. We've received so much love and support over YouTube, Spotify, everything. Just we've reached so many different accounts, different levels, different stories, different backgrounds, and there's still so much left that I have to do with this podcast. And I have a bunch of, you know, new episodes coming out with some of my childhood best friends, and we have great stories. And even, you know, stories like when I went went on the stage with Shaq or when I met this one famous person. So I have a bunch of stories and a bunch of people that I want to have on the show. And, you know, there's so many people that have influenced my life and have been a part of my story. And I can't wait to have them on this podcast. So I have a lot more in store, and this podcast definitely isn't finished. I feel like it's always hard to, you know, once you leave a certain chapter in life to start a new one and or continue that same one. So I was kind of, you know, worried at first of how I was going to start this podcast back up or how I was going to get, you know, everything figured out and finalized. But I like realized, like, you just have to do it. You have to take that step, put out an episode, even if it's short, even if it's quick, just to set that base. And then eventually, you know, the episodes will start to follow in and flow in. And yeah, I've been out of the loop for a while. I think the last episode I did was by myself, so I haven't really interviewed anyone in a while, but I'm definitely ready to step back into it, and I'm looking forward to it, especially with all the experience that I have. Now, looking at the future with this podcast, you know, the month of June is very busy for me, as most of you know, or, you know, people that listen throughout the show. Cello Summer Showdown, a big 3-on-3 basketball tournament here in Cleveland. It's something that I started when I was a senior in high school, and now, you know, I'm a college graduate. This is our fifth year doing it. We're raising money for a nonprofit called Special Sports. They help kids with disabilities play organized sports. A great organization, and highly recommend donating to them. Just great people and a great foundation for sure, with a great cause. But overall, that it started off as kind of just a basic backyard 3-on-3 league, and then eventually last year we rented out a gym, and then eventually raised money for Special Sports, and it was incredible. We had 10 teams, 30 people, whereas the first year was 18 teams, and it was a ton of people. It was a great time, but eventually, you know, 18 teams got way too much for me, so I had to lower it to 10. But overall, this league is super important to me. I put a lot of blood, sweat, and tears, a lot of time, energy, effort, and we have a lot of big stuff planned for the month of June for the CSS. And the CSS is a 3-day tournament. So the first day is a seeding day. So, you know, you play like your regular season games. Saturday is your tournament, and then Sunday is your championship. So I'm very excited for this. Like I said, it's the fifth year, and it's going to be so, so special. We have a bunch of people helping out. We have a great, great group of athletes this year. A lot of talent, and it's going to be really good. I'm so excited for it. But yeah, it's just like with that, it was so hard just to find time to, you know, start my podcast as I'm preparing for this big league. And this is the most amount of time and effort I could really spend on this league, because I want it to be the best one, because I'm not sure what the future is going to look like for that league. But I know my podcast will be around for a long time, but I definitely owe it to my viewers and my followers to keep posting episodes and to keep, you know, keep this channel alive. And I definitely will be doing that. But yeah, I feel like throughout my time and doing this podcast, I've learned so much about people. I've learned so much about, you know, different backgrounds, journeys, stories. And, you know, I just love sitting down, getting to know the people around me, you know, more like with an in-depth conversation. And it's super important to me. And yeah, I'm definitely going to continue this podcast from here on out. I plan on dropping one episode a week. I have a lot of story times planned as I'm back home. So now I'll be able to, you know, sit down with a lot of my childhood best friends and, you know, people that I played sports with my whole life and talk about our stories and, you know, what we did in travel basketball, rec baseball, even football, you know, just like sports like that, even playing golf. I have a lot of brand new ideas set up and planned, and I'm really excited for it, because this podcast means everything for me. I know we have a special guest, DJ 1K. He's coming back talking about his tour. We have my friend Natalie coming back on talking about her experience working for March Madness. And then we have my best friend Owen, my childhood best friend from AAU, talking about our stories about playing basketball together. So it's just more, instead of more focusing on the college athlete now, I think it's just focusing on the athletes in general. I know my podcast started off as a college athlete kind of podcast, but eventually I'm going to work in high school athletes, as well as college athletes, as well as coaches and people from the outside that have seen the sports world and have been a part of it. So I'm looking forward to that. And I'm just so grateful. Hopefully you all enjoyed this past season. I had a blast just going through each and every episode with everyone and just having new people on the show and getting to learn about their stories. So the last season was incredible, and I hope that season 3 really brings out the best. I really want it to be the best, and obviously I'm going to put in a lot of time and effort and try to continue this podcast. I don't know where this podcast will take me. It can either take me super far, and it can take me to become one of the biggest podcasts ever, or who knows, maybe I'll just slowly work my way up to the top. But you really never know until you keep trying. And I feel like with this podcast, I've done so much for it, and I put in all this time and effort, and it just doesn't make sense for me to just stop. This is something that I really truly care about, something that I truly like, and something that I really want to do. But yeah, that's pretty much it. I just thought I'd give you all a life update.